Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? You know, I actually had an obligation, but my most important obligation is to be an artist. As well as use my mind as an intellectual, but I'm an artiste. I'm a singer-songwriter, yes, you know. Been with BMI, Broadcast Music Esca, for many years. I've been recording for many years. I've been, and not just a studio, I've performed so many times. So again, thank you for listening, or whoever listened to this podcast, or any of my podcasts. And I wanted to just explain how I feel. You know, part of the creativity that I have is to communicate. How to communicate through singing and writing a song, you know. And I know I'm an indie artist. I'm a, you know, this small little artist, and you know, with goals to do well in my art. But the most important thing is that I am in a professional level music business. But the most important thing is to create. To be down to earth, but tell it like it is. To be very honest. Honest about everything, because that's the way for me to be set free. Because if I mean, with respect to others. And I'm, you know, I'm going to talk about something that just doesn't make sense with me, because unfortunately, in this life that I came about, I had to deal with things I don't understand. People I don't understand. You can say it's probably insanity, where someone who I don't know or whatever, don't know how to mind their business, critique my music or critique me, and they don't even know. So I have to just leave it there. I know that people critique my music, you know, if my songs were, you know, out there, will critique it because it's professionally made, you know, so it's out for people to enjoy. So they have that right. But when someone near me is talking about what I'm playing inside my home or whatever, near me, I thought, can they hear me? First of all, I don't think anyone can hear me when I play a keyboard, when I'm trying to work on a song. Or practice on a new song that I make on the keyboard. So I'm kind of like, I'm not playing for them. I'm not playing for anybody, you know, in the privacy of my own home, you know, four walls, you know, that's it, the door is closed. It's for me to practice. I'm not playing, it's not released to the public. I'm not playing for them. I'm not playing a show yet, you know. If I was playing a show or released to the public, then I'm not doing it for audition or anything. I'm just practicing. And that's how I make music. When I'm in the studio, you know, writing the lyrics and being involved with the melody on the songs and with a producer, which is important because I have to, the other part of it is songwriting, but singing. But it really is none of anybody's business what these people are saying. So my thing is, these are naysayers. They say I don't know how to play or whatever. Now, how can they know how to play if I'm not playing for them? The rational thing is that I should ignore, and I do, because I get it every day. maybe these people are just envious or have some problem minding their business, because it's important as a creator, you know, I'm going to get many critiques. And I respect what people say about my music genuinely. Okay? Because when I release it to the public, it's for people to buy and people to listen to. So that's fine. But if I'm inside my own home, it's off limits. I'm not playing for anybody. Probably in my own home. But no, regardless, this is naysayer insanity from some stranger or somebody near me who's questioning what I'm doing in my home. So I had to ignore that. I'm like, well, there are people who have problems mentally, also who don't know about their business, don't understand reality around them. You know, we deal with people. I mean, and the other thing is, I'm not their friend, I'm not that famous or whatever, but my goal is to do well in music, yeah, to get up there, but one day at a time is what I call it. Yeah, I'm a obscure artist, so what, but my goal is a professional artist. I am a professional level. So in the context of what I do, what I release, then fine. What I'm doing in my home is none of anybody's business and none of their business. Mine and business, you know. I'm not playing for them. I'm not playing for anybody. I'm just playing for myself to play, to write that song, because I am releasing a new song. It won't be like a recording soon. It will be like a new song that I played on the keyboard. I just played on the keyboard. It's me singing just a little love song. I'll give you that hint, and it will be released. And then there might be another song where I'm just playing the keyboard to a song that I constructed. The melodies on the keyboard I made up on my own. So being a musician is great. Being a singer is extremely great, because I love to sing. And it's part of that dream. And if anyone has a dream and love to create, go for it. And I hope all your dreams come true. Whatever dream it is, go for it. What I'm trying to say is that no matter a naysayer or somebody, in my experience, I experience a lot of it, where they critique every single thing, criticize in a negative way, put me down intellectually, they put me down, well, they say I can't sing, they can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And they are not, usually are not really musicians, they're not singers, they're not experts on music, but even if they were, and that's fine with their opinion. They have a right to their opinion, but opinion does not determine me or what I should do with my life or my music. You know, it's about creative. If you love to create, if you want to make into music, no matter what age, what size, doesn't matter how big or whatever, continue to do so. Because people, unfortunately, some people, have that mentality, that naysayer mentality. You know, they always blame, they always criticize. They have nothing to, you know, that's all they know how to do. But I had to let that be, because I know everybody goes through that, whether you're big or small or in the creative world. But the important point I'm trying to make is I have to create. I have to create. Create music. You know, and that's part of the Dub Nightmare Part 2, the hits. It's just the sixth album, which I'm glad to say, of songs that I was involved with the songwriting. It's part of who I am. It's what I sing. When I go and write songs in the studio and then go out in public to sing it, like I've done so many times in the past, I have to really sing the lyrics to something that I'm involved in. I have to be involved in the lyrics, the words that I sing, or what the melodies that I was involved in, to help me feel comfortable and to communicate. And that's why I love songwriting. because if I just sing someone else's music, I would have to learn to, you know, how to interpret the song that they wrote. And that's fine. I can do that. I would. I do sing to other people's music. I was thinking about doing a cover, you know. But to really write my own music and sing it makes me feel good because I can really feel what I intended. Feel the words that I've written or involved or the melody I'm involved in. And I sing something that I'm involved, makes me feel good because I can easily put myself in the shoes of, you know, that I'm already in, you know. So it's a great thing to create. If someone is just a singer and sing other people's music, that's great too. If you can sing and write, that's great too. And that's what the Death Night Matter participants is about. And that's what I want, just rational positivity. That is common sense around me in my everyday life of living, you know, basic reality of living in a home and ain't bothering nobody, peace and quiet. That's my goal. Well, I know that in a professional business, that's a totally different thing. You know, on stage, yes, all the stuff that's connected. But when I'm at home, I like to just be quiet and play my keyboard because I need to write that song or practice. Because I like, we're all good, great, or good musicians. You have to practice a song that I write. I've written a song about what was going on, and there's just a few keys. Start the keys and just add on and add on. And whoever does that with a keyboard, with a guitar, or drums, or just sing, whether they sing, or just a singer, or a singer-songwriter, or just a musician, or whatever, or a painter, go for it. Or regardless of whatever interpretation, whatever dream they have, doctor, lawyer, business, whatever, continue to do so. Let no naysayer, no one put you down, take it away. You know, I was listening to, you know, good positive songs, you know, about going for dreams. You know, like, you know, I listen to a little bit of everything, you know, rock, pop, etc. They got some good songs. But, you know, make it happen, you know, got to make it happen. I like that one, you know, it's a pop by Mariah Carey. It's so positive, make it happen. In the words, believe in yourself, you know, and I like that. Or I listen to a rock song, some rock, hard rock songs about going for it. You know, just believe. I believe, like Bon Jovi. You know, it's about going for it. You know, just being positive. You know, and no naysayer insanity should come around anybody, but it does. Unfortunately, when I do these podcasts, I have to talk about what I really feel in philosophical terms. Some people just see someone with a talent or ambition and either get frightened by it, don't understand it, or they're envious, and they may have low self-esteem, they don't have the ability to write their own music, or nosy, or whatever, mental health issues, because people who don't know how to mind their business have mental health issues. So I dealt with that. I dealt with that a lot. Anything I, you know, and whatever it is, we go for it, and we never give up. You know, like with me, I should be left alone. You should be left alone, because we all deserve to be happy in what we do. Because one day at a time, you know, it's about rational positivity. That is common sense. Let people be nice to others. Like, I have to be nice to myself, love myself, and I have to be nice to other people. When they're in their home playing or whatever, it's none of anybody's business what they do in their home. It's not for people to barge in, look in, or whatever. And that's what the situation I dealt with. A nosy person who has some mental problem, who lack control of their lives, They need to get control of their lives. It's for me to continue. And I talk about those issues all the time because I deal with it. And then somebody mentioned you because I'm in the music business. And I guess, yeah, but still, whether I have a, I'm not, you know, I'm a still obscure artist. I'm just any artist, small artist. But regardless of someone is famous or not, have a, you know, I don't consider myself really that famous, but if I was really, really bigger, I would still say the same thing. We should let people live and mind our business. That's something I learned, that people who don't mind their business have something wrong going on with them. Mind our business, it'd be a much better world. It'd be more peace and quiet. Peace and quiet, that's what I want. And that's why I create, because I write about that. The peace is in when I make music, too. Because I have to respect myself and with others, and I have to respect you. That's how I can get along in the world, you know? But regardless, there are going to be people who have that naysayer insanity come around and say things that are negative and nosy, up to no good. I keep away. As I always said, positive people brings positive consequences. Those people, the naysayer insanity, the nosiness who can't mind their business, they're negative. I stay away. Something is wrong. So we keep going with dreams and goals. That's why I came to Hollywood. Hollywood is a symbol of that dream. It involves hard work to make that song or sing or whatever dream it is. Whether it's an intellectual world, scientific world, business world, definitely in the music world or movie world, to go for that dream. It's not easy. The ebbs and flows in the day-to-day progression of being an artist can be difficult. And I lived it. I'm living it. But take it one day at a time. And that's the reason why I'm talking about this is because the Dove Night Matter Part 2 of the hits. Part 2 of the hits. Now, that song, you can hear it at the Dove Night Manor, Part 2 of the Hits. It's on Deezer, iTunes, and I sing and I write all about it. I stay away from the naysayer insanity or the mentality. The type of people who just gossip and have nothing better to do and just put that little nosiness. Those are not well people. That's negative. Keep doing a dream and hang around with the good people who mind their business, respect others. And most important thing, I have to respect myself. And I want people to respect, you know, me, and I respect them. Basic common sense, rational positivity. That's all it is. You know, it's about just being who we need to be, letting people live. And the problems in my living room, if I have a keyboard and the door is closed, that's all I want to think about is trying to work on that song to make it good or the way I want, because it's part of who I am. It's part of that dream. And I know you got a dream. Now, speaking in philosophical terms, I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to, because I don't believe in preaching. But preaching is a more religious tone, and I'm not a religious person. I do believe I am like a philosopher. I got a dream. You got a dream. You got a dream to make it in Hollywood. A dream to be whatever you want, like I do. Don't let no naysayer take it away. I deal with it all the time, every day. They want to take it away. And that's not fair. But that's life. The only control I have is myself. But I have to speak out what is right, common sense, rational positivity, being good to myself, respect others regardless of where they come from. If they got a dream, I leave it alone. It's not for me to criticize. It's for them to make their dreams come true. And I want that to happen to me and happen to you. That's why I talk about it. It's certainly not fair to me or fair to you. We're good from a philosophical point of view. Because I'm a creator. I sing. I love to sing and write. But I also know the difference of how to deal with common decency when dealing with others and boundaries. We're not on this planet to take people's dreams away. When people to enhance thyself. No naysayer insanity should get in my way or your way, because we're good people, one day at a time. And last thing I want to say is, may all your dreams and wishes come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy, one day at a time, because we're all God's children. And when I say that, it doesn't matter what religion or where you come from. It doesn't matter what race or skin color. It doesn't matter what your lifestyle. All it matters is that you're a human being trying to live. There's too much on this planet to deal with, and we got to love one another regardless of what race, what sex, what sexual orientation, what religion. It doesn't matter where you come from. It does not hurt. Love accepts all, but it also respects and let people's dreams come true. Whether they play a piano or sing or want to study to be a doctor or study to be a lawyer, study if they want to just mind their business and rest and do nothing, that's good too. And that's what life's supposed to be. You don't need no naysayer insanity around me or you. And that's what I deal with. Just be left alone in peace. Especially inside one's home. Wherever home you have, make it yours. Make it mine. What I mean is that whatever you do in your home, you deserve to have the boundaries to be left alone inside of. No one deserves to intrude like me. Like my home, no one deserves to intrude on it too. So that's a philosophical point of view. But it is legally how we should live. And that's all I need to say. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Because we're all beautiful, no matter where we come from, what country we come from. Let us go to our homes and be left alone. Play our piano, go for our dreams. We don't deserve to be put down or harassed simply because we have a talent or ambition or simply because we're different. That is wrong. Good day, good night, and good night.